Welcome to a quick little episode 0.5 lost session sort of thing. So this is the stuff that happened on our first session of D&D, which unfortunately we didn't record because we're like, no, I don't need to record. We're just gonna have fun. And then we had a lot of fun. It was way too good, and we're like, dang it, we should have recorded that because that was really good. All right, so since this was a setup episode. And a lot of stuff is referenced on future sessions and episodes back to this. I thought it would be a good idea to record a little synopsis of what kind of happened. So, just for clarity's sake, the makeup of our team is Ricky, who is played by me, who is a human rogue. We have Banjo, who is played by Katie, who is an ice tiefling bard. We have Meadow, played by Angelica, who is a Fey Elf cleric. We have Valis, who is played by Rachel, who's a Dark Elf sorcerer. And then we had Karon, who we also nicknamed Scarlet, which we kind of referenced a little bit in other episodes. But he is played by Dallas, who is another tiefling. He's a red tiefling, but he's a Folkiral fighter. So how these kind of characters kind of know each other. Banjo and Ricky have been traveling together for a few years and recently traveled across the continent to escape from being pursued by a gang that wants them dead. So they've been kind of together for a bit, just doing their own thing. And Avalis had been living with Meadow and her family since she lost her memory 20 years ago. And then Meadow's family recently kicked her out so she could learn some real-life skills. They're a bunch of hippie fails in the woods, whatnot, and then Eve is doing some work for the local mages guild in exchange for schooling and further knowledge. And then Karon is literal D&D Batman and has been serving out justice in the town. So to start it off, how any great D&D campaign starts off, everyone started off in a tavern. And just any old random tavern, and then an orc and his gang come and wave around a wanted poster. This wanted poster has a very bad drawing of Ricky on it, and his name is 100% spelt wrong, but it's definitely supposed to be him. So Banjo and Ricky do their best to kind of deflect suspicion towards them and get ready for a fight if necessary. Eve ends up getting the orc and his gang to leave after kind of noticing that Ricky and Banjo were acting suspicious, and decide to be nice and try to get them out of that tight situation. And then Meadow basically just makes them friends and gets them to join by being pretty much just really, really nice. And you can't really say no to Meadow. So they end up, and they all end up taking a job from a member of one of the Mages Guild, the Big Hat Society. He's got a really big hat. His name is Otto. And he asked them to kind of investigate an old Mages Guild tower in one of the nearby forests. So they kind of do that, and they were, because Banjo and Ricky are pretty eager at that point to get out of town. Well, Ricky doesn't want to get caught, because apparently he's a wanted man here. So they're eager to kind of get out, and especially under the promise of potential gold. They join the two ladies. And then Karon, who is in the tavern, just kind of watches, decides to just sort of tail them. So the group make their way to the tower through the forest. They encounter an old, dying, blind land shark. So we all felt really bad and decide not to kill it. But Eve really wanted to for some reason. Karon stays in the trees, just kind of watching and being all weird and Batman-y. And then the only one who ended up investigating and seeing him was Ricky, who threw sort of a warning dagger at him. But no one else saw, so it just made him look kind of crazy. And then they all come across a camp of dead bandits in some tents. So Karon kind of finally reveals himself, and a few words were exchanged between him and Ricky, mostly involving casual threats, as that is most of Ricky's personality. Everyone gets the stuff, they loot bodies and continue on to the tower. So when they get to the tower, there's an old ruined house beside the tower, and then the tower, which is kind of crumbling, and then they go into the tower, and there's a trapdoor in the basement, so they all kind of head down into the dungeon area. Immediately, there's this shallow pool, and there's caskets. And then after something happens, I forget what, Ricky quite stupidly goes over to investigate, kind of waves his hand over the pool, and is immediately pulled in by a water monster. Sort of, I was imagining that thing from The Abyss. Banjo and K-Ron help pull him out and kind of kill the thing, and then no one ever goes near that water again. At the same time, a bunch of zombies appeared, and then even Meadow fended off. And then Meadow, having never really fought anyone before, discovers that she has a certain bloodlust, and that she enjoys setting things on fire and killing them, apparently. She got way too excited. We were all kind of terrified. And then the other boys kind of help finish that off. Everyone kind of like looks through the casket. They loot it. Meadow finds an old, scary-looking scythe in one of the caskets. That will come in later, because no one can use it right now, so we just kind of keep it with us. They continue to kind of, like, go through the dungeon area. There's a bunch of soldiers. Eve takes a cool-looking necklace. Ricky plots to steal it off for later. I don't think he ever did. They enter a large room with a large kind of like crevasse pit thing on one side. There's a door leading to the next room. And there's a giant statue right in the middle of this room. After a certain point in the room, you kind of notice that there's ash on the ground. And those ashes are very definitely bodies. So eventually we kind of figure out that you need to take a certain path for the statue not to laser you out of existence, because we threw a bunch of ball bearings, and they got turned into ash and got blasted out of existence. The group figures out the correct path, and then we try to get to behind the statue and deactivate it. Banjo, being 6'4", tries to take the gem out of its head, but I think he failed that role. So Meadow, who is 5'2", by the way, picks him up because she's a little bit stronger than he is and gives him a boost, which was a very funny mental image. She's a strong little cleric. She may be cute, but she will kill you. We entered the room after disabling the trap. So the room, when we get in there, it's kind of like the main area we were trying to get to. It's full of books, papers. There's like alchemy equipment. So Eve, doing her thing and her love of books, kind of looks around there looking for information. Ricky, Banjo dick around and look for stuff they could sell her. I end up rolling a natural 20 for investigation, so Ricky finds like a secret lever, and then the bookshelf kind of opens up and he finds two elven longswords, some health and mana potions, and some expensive-looking chainmail that is very light to hold. Banjo is looking around as also and finds some sheet music and decides to play a few bars. That ended up being a big mistake as everyone falls asleep instantly. I rolled a natural 1 for Ricky, sorry, and I'm the only one who doesn't wake up immediately. So Banjo attempts to revive Ricky by sticking his tail in his ear, because, you know, he absolutely hates it and thinks it's gross. Eventually, Ricky wakes up, isn't too happy about it, though. And then someone accidentally bumps a crate at one point into that giant pit, and a really gross, horrifying monster experiment that was mentioned in some of the books he was reading crawls out of the crevasse pit, the gross thing, and we have to fight that. Disgusting, horrifying. I failed one of the rolls, so Ricky lost one of his short swords. He still has another one and multiple daggers, so it's all good. We ended up turning the statue back on in order to fight the creature. Eve found some information. I kind of forget exactly what we were supposed to be doing. I think we were supposed to be looking for something, which is probably on brand, because Ricky was really only there for the gold. We leave the tower. And then we make our way sort of over to that other building that was beside the tower, that old kind of house place. And looking around, there's a great sword under the bed. Huh, we'll take that and sell it. Oops, the Big Hat Society has just shown up. Ricky is shoved very unceremoniously into a closet in the back room with all the loot. So he's just shoved in an old closet with a bunch of swords, in order to sort of hide him. And Eve and Kayron try to sort of get them to go away by bullshitting an excuse as to why they were there, as this was, forbidden grounds, and they tripped the alarms when they came earlier, alerting the mages to come see that someone was trespassing. So Eve ends up ratting out Otto, because he technically broke mage law by asking them to come here, and went behind the guild's back, not knowing that the everything was all good, and the mage's guild left. Banjo panics and grabs Meadow, pretending to kiss her and pretending that they were just doing it in a creepy shack. Nope, that was just Evalis and Kayron walking back in. That was kind of awkward. Ricky was in the closet, so he missed that. So Kayron kind of decides not to turn Ricky in for that sweet 100 gold reward, like a nice person. And then they all make it back to town. The boys sell their loot at a pawn shop. The owner sort of recognized that Ricky was currently wanted, so he offers to make the problem go away in this town if he delivers a package for him. Because this is not a very reputable pawn shop. It's a little bit more of a, I guess, black market pawn shop, which is totally up their alley. So Ricky decides, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. So he ends up delivering the package for him afterwards, and then they had some fun contraband weapons. So Ricky buys a hidden blade from the shop, and then Banjo flirts with the other clerk, making him super uncomfortable. That's my boy. The package is delivered, and then they meet up with Meadow, who's waiting for Eve to finish up her business back at the Mages Guild, since she's technically a student there. And then she's told that's basically her job. She has to complete tasks for them and give them information, and in turn she gets books and teaching and whatnot. And then Banjo and Meadow just kind of pets on stray cats, just because, for shits and giggles, because they were there, and Meadow really likes animals. And then Kayron effed off at some point to go deal some justice in the streets of Uria, the town. And then the gang finds an inn, and they settle down for the night. And then in the morning, that's technically the first episode. So that's kind of what happened. A lot of fun stuff happened. I just kind of went over the brief jot notes, a little bit sort of the stuff that kind of comes back in later. It was a very, very fun session with lots of laughs to be had. But yeah, so that's kind of like what happened in the first session. All right, that's it.